Rabia Basriya ke baare mein mashhoor waqia hai, famous incident related from her, that she started walking around Basra with buckets of water in her hand, right? And with the, you know, a branch of fire, and saying, and they asked her, "Oh Rabia, where are you going?" And she said that those people who are worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the desire of Jannah, I'm going to set fire to their Jannah. And those people who are worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala out of fear of Jahannam, I'm going to douse the flames of their Jahannam. Naqis. This isn't Kamal, this is Naqis. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran does targheeb of Jannah, وَاللَّهُ يَدْءُ إِلَىٰ دَارِ السَّلَامِ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is inviting us to Jannah, and when He tries to scare us from Jahannam, عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ, so that is our sunnah response. That's the intended response. That's the Quranic, not sunnah, the Quranic response. We should have a desire for Jannah. We should fear Jahannam. Yes, desire for Jannah doesn't preclude or exclude desire for pleasure of Allah, but they should both be there. Kamil is the person who has both. That's also a misperception that the Sawf is teaching, that the Kamil is that you have zero desire for Jannah and you only do it out of desire for Allah. No, you still have the desire for Jannah, but the greater desire is to do it for the pleasure of Allah. It's a greater, but it doesn't negate the other one. The other one has to be there. Because both of those emotional feelings are intended by the Quran. Whatever emotions have been intended by revelation, we submit to those emotions. We are dying to have those emotions come into us. And same thing for fear. The real fear is fear of Allah. And Allah talks about it in the Quran. إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهِ, that verily those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاء, from His servants are the ulama. So خَشِيَةِ إِلَهِ is more than fear of Jahannam. But both are in Quran, both are intended in Quran. And we want to have both. And the one that is greater, we want to have it in greater proportion. That is Kamil. To make our tabiat mutabik to the wahi. She was naqis. But fair, I'm using the word naqis, magar I'm comparing it to the Kamil wilayat of the Sunnah wilayat, right? Otherwise compared to us, she was the Kamil. Aaj hum aap mein se kaun Rabia Basriya tak pahunch sakte hain, right? Aisa nuks hume bhi naseeb ho jaye, right? We're calling her naqis. Nahi samjhe? So this is a little bit on fana, baka, wahdatul wujud, all of these things. So when the mashayikh of tasawwuf themselves have explained this, themselves have corrected this, so we're not going to use Ibn Arabi and Mansur al-Halad as representatives of tasawwuf, as certain groups like to do and say, "Oh, tasawwuf, don't you know what Mansur al-Halad said on al-haq? Ab us taraf ja rahe ho." Us taraf nahi ja rahe, right?